Good morning. It's January 19th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name, and today's title is Forgiveness. To err is human, to forgive divine. Alexander Pope. Everyone has had their feelings hurt. It may be a sarcastic comment made right to your face, or it might be something you overheard that someone else said about you. Oddly enough, it's usually someone close to you, like a good friend or a family member, or even more commonly, your spouse, that makes the damaging remark. If you're slighted by the guy who cuts you off in traffic and then makes an obscene gesture at the next light, as though it were your fault, you might get momentarily angry. You might even say something under your breath, or louder, that you know you shouldn't. But you won't be hurt by the incident. No, it's those that mean something to us emotionally that usually cause the pain. The expression, "you always hurt the ones you love," became an expression for a reason. Forgiveness seems like a very hard thing for us to do. After all, we didn't do anything wrong, right? I mean, they were the ones who broadened the attack during an argument to include various aspects of your character, rather than sticking to the facts. As we've mentioned in previous devotionals, words can be incredibly damaging. And if you're the recipient of someone's vitriol in a particularly painful emotional circumstance, those words can be indelibly seared into your memory. What if it isn't words alone? What if you have a partner who stole from you and destroyed your corporation? What if your teenager gets into drugs or alcohol and after your last screaming fight tells you they hate you, they're moving out, and never want to see you again? What if it's your spouse and you catch them lying to you about an addiction, or even worse, lying to you about their infidelity? There are really big hurts out there. Well, luckily, God knows exactly how hard it is to forgive. He gave His Son's life to forgive us. Think about sacrificing your own child in a particularly gruesome way in order to forgive someone else who doesn't even deserve forgiveness. Yet, Christ tells us that if we can find a way to forgive others, our Heavenly Father will forgive us. And if we can't, neither will we be forgiven. Matthew 6:14-15. Is this paradoxical? Weren't our sins forgiven unconditionally when we accepted Christ? So how can our forgiveness of others be a condition of our own forgiveness? Because we're saved by grace through faith. If we have faith in Jesus and love Him, then we will keep His commandments. He's awfully clear when He tells us we must forgive. This includes forgiving oneself, by the way, the very hardest thing to do. Let me tell you a secret about forgiveness. You think it is something you give to the other person, but it's really a gift to yourself. You may be releasing the other party from guilt, but you're releasing yourself from the tyranny of anger and resentment. You will feel immediately better. We are commanded to love, not to like. Love expresses itself in forgiveness. If you just feel you can't do it, then ask God to help you do it, and He will. That's why it's part of the Lord's Prayer. Matthew 6:12. You can't forgive without loving, and I don't mean sentimentality. I don't mean mush. I mean having enough courage to stand up and say, "I forgive you. I am finished with it." Maya Angelou. Sweet mercy is nobility's true badge. William Shakespeare. Father God, we can never adequately express the gratitude we feel in the sacrifice of Your Son for the forgiveness of our sins. The best that we can do is to forgive those who've injured us. Let Your Holy Spirit guide us to do that every day. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.